And to present this topic, we have Brian Gerard Armstrong. Brian Gerard is a supervising deputy attorney general in the California Department of Justice's Charitable Trust Section. He's responsible for safeguarding charitable donations and assets for the people of California. He earned his BA in Rhetoric and Communications and Political Science from UC Davis and his JD from the University of Pennsylvania. Leslie Freelander is from the Office of the Oklahoma Attorney General. She's a Senior Assistant Attorney General in the Charity Enforcement Unit of the Office of the Oklahoma Attorney General and is a former president of the National Association of State Charity Officials. Prior to work in Oklahoma Attorney General, she was here in Texas in the Texas Attorney General's office, which makes for an interesting dynamic on the Texas OU game or OU Texas game, however you want to say it. She holds a master's degree in public affairs and a JD, both from the University of Texas at Austin. So let me turn it over to them. Thank you for being here.
Good morning. Almost lunch. So thanks for coming to our presentation on the nexus between charities and consumer protection, fundraising, and commercial co-venturing. Brian and I, as she mentioned, are two seasoned state regulators from states with very different regulatory schemes. So this is going to be fun. We have our usual state employee disclaimer to make, which Brian will do for both of us.
Sure. Yeah, the views expressed by us today are only our own views. They're not necessarily the views of our employers or our respective attorney generals.
Not that there'll be that many views. I'm going to do this. So here's our plan for today. First, we're going to talk a little bit about the problem, why this presentation is even on the agenda. How big is the potential consumer protection problem with charitable fundraising, including co-venturing and online platforms, such that donors and charities are being deceived in ways that are detrimental to charitable purposes. Then we put this who, what, when, where, how section in to sort of capture the kinds of things, the kinds of fundraising efforts that are underway. And the point is just to sort of talk about some of the variety and the things that keep coming up and morphing into new ideas as new technologies arise. Then we're going to talk a little bit about all the laws that apply. We did come to talk primarily about consumer protection law, but we do want to put it in context of and recognize all the laws that could affect charitable fundraising. Then we want to talk about the issues that arise in particular with a particular focus on the issues for regulators that arise and hope to highlight the ones that are most critical to our offices. Then we're just going to give a couple of examples from the states to demonstrate the link between charitable fundraising and consumer protection. So let's go on to the next slide here. Starting off with the problem, so we don't know at all how big this problem is, but I tried a little bit of simple math, which I can do, to try to guesstimate. So there are over 1.4 million charities in the country, in this country. According to sources, 3 out of 4 deem individual donations as essential to their work. So individuals and households make about, in 2023, made about $374 billion in gifts from an estimated 61.8 million households. So, sorry, it's hard to see here. So fraud is likely in the billions, in other words. If you say maybe 1% of that amount could be fraudulent, then that's still $3.74 billion. If it's even half of 1%, it's still almost $2 billion. So that's my way of estimating the potential size of this problem. And then just some examples from actual cases. In 2015, the FTC in all 50 states sued Cancer Fund of America and others and found that over about a 4-year period, there was $187 million given to those entities, almost none of which went to any charitable purpose, but was supposed to. So that's a little bit just to